أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين ورحمة للعالمين وصلى الله على آله الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. This week being the first week of the month of Jumadi al-Ula, it's the anniversary of the Viladat of the Lady Zainab bint Ali wa Fatima salawatullah alayhim ajma'in. Keeping that in mind, I would like to just mention one of the ayats that she used in the khutbah, in the sermon that she gave in the Darbar of Yazid. Actually, in that khutbah, she has three different ayat, very appropriate according to the time. But the second ayat is very interesting when she looks at the arrogance of Yazid. And basically, she's saying to Yazid that don't gloat over your military might and your apparent victory. She recites ayat number 178 of Surah Ali Imran, the third surah of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِ لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That those who are disbelievers should not think that the despite that we are granting them is for their own good. They might be given some opportunity and time, but it doesn't mean this is good for them or God is happy with them. إِنَّمَا نُمْلِ لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُ إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, rather we grant them respite only so that they may eventually increase in sins, and accordingly they shall deserve a more humiliating punishment. And when we look at this ayat, we come to realize that, you know, she was reminding Yazid and those who are following the path of Yazid that your apparent victory doesn't mean anything. You will have to see what is the end. You look at Yazid, you know, when he died, most of the Muslims even now consider him to be a disgrace to Islam and humanity. He ruled a vast empire. But when he died, they did not even honor him with a honorable or decent, you know, resting place. On the other hand, the lady who represented the voice of Hussein bin Ali, he wanted to humiliate her, but what happens to her? She ends up being buried in the suburbs of Damascus, the capital of Yazid. And her name shines all over the world. You know, look at the reality. The hall at the back there is known as Zainabiya Hall. I've gone to different parts of, you know, the world for Muharram and Safar. Even as far as Australia, you will see there are centers which are known as Zainabiya. And so her name is everywhere. And if you look at the shrine that she has, it is visited by millions of Shias during the time. And so this verse basically is not only for Yazid. This is a living warning for those who follow the path of Yazid and Banu Umayyah. There is a saying in our hadith tradition. I'm not sure whether it's a hadith or not, but this would be the meaning which is taken from the sayings of the Ma'asumeen. Al-mulku yabqa ma'al kufr. وَلَا يَبْقَى مَعَ الظُّلْمِ. A kingdom can survive with disbelief and kufr, But a kingdom cannot survive with injustice and dhulm. The ideological children of Banu Umayyah, you know, who are known as the extremist Salafis these days, they use their money, their influence in the Muslim world to open their shops in different parts of the Muslim world with different names. Sometimes it's Al-Qaeda, sometimes it's Taliban, sometimes it is Sepah Sahaba, sometimes it is, you know, Lashkar-e-Tayyiba, sometimes it is in the name of ISIS. And ISIS tried in Sham, in Syria, to destroy the shrine of Lady Zainab Salawatullah alayha. They even, in Iraq, got close to Samarra, and that was their first point before they would go to Qazvin and go to Karbala and Najaf. That was their, you know, objective. But they were defeated at the hands of the Shia, you know, fighters who came from different nationalities. And this is where we had to realize, you know, what's going on is actually the same mentality which was going on during the days of Yazid. And this is where it's really amazing to see that the US, which is thousands of miles away from Iraq, is asking those who are close to Iraq not to interfere there. Although those countries around have centuries-old cultural, economic, and religious ties with one another. They are being told, don't interfere, but yet, U.S. itself allows itself to attack with impunity, whenever they want, wherever they want, and even in that process, violating the Iraqi sovereignty. This is the height of arrogance that we see during our own time. There is an ayat in Surah Al-Shu'ara at the end of it, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. Those who act unjustly shall soon know their final place when the times finally change. And so we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His blessings on the fighters who fought to protect our holy places, and may He protect the poor, you know, people of Iraq. Allahumma ajjil farajahum bi faraj maulana sahib al-asri wa zaman, inshaAllah. إن أحسن الحديث كتاب الله العزيز بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوبة وهو الغفور الرحيم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو العتوف للعباد بجوده والعواد على المذنبين بحلمه ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبه سيد المرسلين والشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وآله الضعين إلى سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة قادة الأمم وأولياء النعمة ومعدن الرحمة أوصيكم عباد الله بالتوبة مما سلف من ذنوبكم. It is a tradition among some people, especially in this part of the world, to make New Year's resolution for themselves. However, they live up to that or not is another story. Keeping that in mind and keeping the viladat of Lady Zainab in our mind, I wanted to urge you to basically let us make a pledge and look at our own family lives and identify the points of anger and aggression within the family. You know, what are the triggers which would cause a husband or a wife to express rage or anger at one another? And I'm using the term wife also. Sometimes we think only men are angry. No. Anger is on both sides. Sometimes more powerful in one, sometimes more on the other side. And this is where we have to, you know, look at it. Is it because of lack of respect for one another? Is it perception of the lack of respect? Is there a problem with not being able to communicate, you know, the appreciation that they have for one another? And so these are the things that maybe we should work on it and think about it. It's interesting that when we talk about this issue of controlling our anger, our, you know, sense of aggression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again in Surah Ali Imran, in ayat number 130 to 34, talks about it in a different context, where he begins by, you know, addressing the mu'mineen, the believers, and talking about the issue of obeying Allah and Rasul. Then he says, وَصَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْعَرْضِ. He says, you know, hasten to the forgiveness from your Lord and the paradise, which is so vast. You know, you keep all the heavens and the earth together. It's, you know, equal or even more to that. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, which has been prepared for those who are muttaqeen, the righteous people, the pious people. And then who are these people? What are the qualities? He actually talks about three things only. This muttaqeen, alladhina yunfiquna fi sarra'i wa zarra. The very first thing he says, they are those. This muttaqeen are those who actually give in charity at all times, whether they are, you know, in good financial state or they are themselves going through difficulties. But they always find, you know, the ability to share what they have, more or less, with those who are less fortunate in the society. And number second, after this issue of, you know, infaq and charity, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, those who suppress their anger, cover their anger. So the anger is there. But it has to be covered, of course. You are allowed to be angry in the appropriate situations. But the main thing is that we have to control it, because this can go out of control. Ghadab and ghayz are actually dimensions of junoon. Junoon means, you know, when a person is not in control of his or her own mind. You know, when we talk about majnoon, you know, so ghadab is actually very similar to the element of junoon. And then the third quality, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and even not only that they should control their anger, they should have this sense of forgiveness towards the people. It means that when we talk about one another in a family context, we should be more forgiving towards one another. And, you know, controlling the anger at the same time. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do good deeds. Salawat upon the Ikbar. There are very similar, you know, examples related to this verse in the lives of the Imams. One story is related to Imam Hassan, another to Imam Hussein. But this one is from Sheikh Mufid's narration in Kitab al-Irshad, where he narrates a person who was there in the presence of Imam Zainul Abideen, alayhi salatu wasalam. Where he says that he had a slave girl who came with a kettle or a, you know, container of water, to help him getting ready for wudu. Somehow she lost control of that, and it came and basically hit him. And this is where it actually was probably heavy or something, that there was a tearing on the skin there. And so Imam, you know, of course, with that pain, looked towards her. And she immediately realized that, well, he's hurt, probably he's angry. And so she started reciting this ayat of Quran. And when she says, "Wal-kadhimin al-ghayz," you know, Allah describes the muttaqeen as those who suppress their anger. And Imam said, "Don't worry, I have already controlled my anger." But she didn't stop that. She continues the ayat, "Wal-'afin 'anil nas." You know, the muttaqeen are those who forgive people. And Imam says, "Don't worry, you know, Allah has forgiven you. If I have forgiven you, Allah has forgiven you." She continues, "Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin," and Allah loves those who do good deeds. And so Imam says, "Idhhabi fa'anti hurra." You know, you are free in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is, you know, some people will say, "Oh, you really went to an extreme here." But the point is that, you know, when we talk about this issue of ghadab, it is not only, forgiveness towards the people, it's not only outsiders. We have to think about those who are close to us also. And this is where I would say that one more important point, that if you are close to the Ahlul Bayt, you will be closer to the Quran. This lady was not a student in the house of Imam Zain al-Abidin. She was a slave. But because of that proximity of living in the house of Imam Zain al-Abidin, she is not only one, you know, who knows the Quran, but has memorized some different ayat, that she has the ability, that this is the opportunity, and she starts reciting that ayat. And this is where we have to realize that although we physically are, the Imam is ghaib from us, but if we always connect to the Imam, remember him, you know, we will get closer to the wisdom of the Quran itself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be among those who are the muttaqeen, for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared the Jannah. Give us the tawfiq to be among those who are charitable, those who suppress their anger, and those who are forgiving towards the people. اللهم صل على سيد المرسلين والشفيع المذنبين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وعلى إمام المتقين وأمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها وعلى سيد الشباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على مولانا الحجة بن الحسن صاحب العصر والزمان محيا صار البدء والتغيان هادم يا أبنية الشرك والنفاق حاصد فر البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آباء الكرام ما اتصلت الليالي والأيام اللهم عجل فرج وسح المخرج واكحل ناظرنا بنظرة منا إليه واجعلنا من المستشهدين بين يديه اللهم اجعلنا ممن يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون